You are about to enter the X-Files Diaries. Broadcasting from a sunken P-51 Mustang at the bottom of the Pacific. Here are Special Agents Charlie and Annie.
Well, I'm back, and Nick's gone, but Annie's still around. So, welcome back to X-Files Diaries. We've watched the finale last night, and I think we've stopped yelling at the television about an hour ago, right? I mean,
I haven't.
Oh, okay. You're still there? Okay, good. As you can tell, both of our voices are kind of hoarse because we were really actively engaged in our criticism of the television as it played the show. Yeah.
There's something going around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a cold, and also the X-Files horribleness.
It's so hard to get into this, right?
Yeah, I don't even know where to start.
To me, there's a couple of different things. One of which is, I'm trying to see the silver lining. And to me, the silver lining is, if this is the way they intended to end this season, then I have to think that they clearly think they're coming back for something else.
Right.
And I've thought about it, a movie doesn't even make sense. Because you can't pick up from there and do a movie. Because that would just confuse the hell out of anybody watching the movie and not watching the TV show. So you can't, they must think they're getting another season. I can't think of another justification for this episode if they don't think they're coming back for another season.
I agree. Unless they're total sadists and want to further anger the people who are already pissed at them. Like, I can't think of any reason to do that.
Yeah. No, it makes no sense. I mean, with the care that they actually took to wrap it up the first time, even though nobody was watching season 9, they still went out of their way to do a 2-episode wrap up that, like we talked about it. It was comprehensive and it made a lot of sense. So
it felt like a finale.
Exactly. So to go into this, like, and we were talking, and I'm pushing, and I think what we're going to do for our next episode is we're going to bring Nick in, get his viewpoint. But we're also, before we do our next episode, rewatching the first episode of season 10 and going into it with the mindset of now we know what they were actually leading to. Because I seriously thought this whole season was meant to be a nice cap to the entire series as a whole. I really thought they were like, well, nobody was really watching it when we did it the first time. So let's come in, let's do a little bit more, let's rearrange a couple of things, and then end on a good note.
You keep saying that, but it's not true. I mean, a lot of people didn't watch season 9, but a lot of people watched the finale. It was one of their highest ratings.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, a lot of people came back for the finale. Even the people that stopped watching when Mulder left came back for the finale.
Okay. Well, and that's true. I feel like maybe that left a bad taste in everybody's mouth or something.
Oh, it certainly did.
Yeah. So to me, that's what this was meant to be. Like, more than anything, this was less nostalgic and more just like, hey, we have this unique opportunity to complete something we didn't do well the first time. Right. Let's do this. And it's so not that.
Can I really quick, I have to say and get it out there for people who are wondering, I hated it. I have no faith left in these guys. I'm pissed at them. And I'm insanely angry about what I watched last night.
I would be there if it weren't for my hope that there's something else going on. Now, I'm surprised that in the last 24 hours, we haven't heard somebody go, oh, don't worry, Fox has already okayed season 11 and we've already, you know, and we've already got all the actors lined up. We'll start filming it next November or something.
Well, like, even Jillian and David are tweeting and Instagramming things that hint that, like, they knew all along that they're doing more.
Okay.
Which also pisses me off because I was really convinced. Like, I mean, hey, they did a good job of convincing me that they weren't sure, yeah. You know. But I think it's 99% happening. Like, I really don't think there's any way it's not happening.
Well, and in some ways, the ending of this was the happiest thing for me because I don't know how we would have justified this show, our podcast, if there was never going to be anything else. But
right.
But now it feels like there is. So
yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, well, now we can do stuff. And mm-hmm. because there's a something to look forward to, you know, and if they had just ended it, it would have been like, okay.
I just said, I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh man.
I'll watch it, but they've pushed me over the limit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like,
and I feel like maybe this could be just fresh rage. Who knows how I'll feel in a week or even next year when it starts, they're talking about coming back. I know that I'll watch it, but they George Lucas'd me. I am angry.
Wow. Okay. Well, you also had more at stake, I think, than I did for this. So
no, I want to make that very clear. I don't, and people heard from last week, I had very little stake, not stake. I had very little need for what I wanted to see in this finale. There were like two things I wanted to see.
And I definitely
and they
know,
didn't do it either yeah. of them. And in my opinion, what the way that they've shaped this season, and I liked most of this season. I want to make that clear too. The episodes I didn't like were the ones that were written by Chris Carter, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But they wrote checks they didn't cash, and that makes me mad as a viewer.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, and they did this again, and so I'm like, you know, fool me once. What is it? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, or what is it? Shame on you. Whatever it is.
You're doing it about as well as George Bush did.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm pissed. These are professional storytellers. You know, they need to do better. They didn't do good enough. They didn't even do close to good enough.
I would agree with you like I said, a lot of it depends to me on whether or not they actually know the second season is coming. If they know it's coming, then the next season is clearly all those things we wanted in this one finale. That's happening in the next season. You know?
No, I don't necessarily agree with that.
You don't
because
think?
Because after 15 years, they didn't give it to us this time.
Oh, well, okay.
No, I have zero faith we're ever going to see William.
I can't believe we don't see William if there's another season. Like, because the entire season was
this season.
I know.
It's been 15 years. It's unforgivable that they made us wait 16 years and then they made us wait six more episodes and gave us nothing. It's unforgivable.
So not so much caring about the ride. It's the destination.
In this particular case. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they already mistreated it once.
Yeah.
And now they're doing it again.
No, it definitely, what I would have loved was for this season to end. If this season ended the way it did, then like immediately after a press release announcing season 11, you know what I mean? Like, but I know it doesn't, that would still wouldn't satisfy you, but some kind of something to go, oh, we really are to be continued. Yeah. Like if it had said to be continued, that would have been interesting. I think
I'm not even concerned. I think they will be doing 11. I'm not even like hanging on the edge of my seat waiting for that official announcement. Cause I'm my mind, I know they're doing it. But like even Chris Carter sticking in the tag or in the end of the credits, this is the end, you know, like, okay, everybody, this is the end. Like it was almost like even on the finale, didn't he do something similar? Like, I don't know. It's just, it's just such a cheat. It's cheap and I don't like it. I don't like what they're doing. It's like, okay, everybody, this is it. We're doing this one six episode event It's going to be everything you ever wanted, and it turns out to be nothing you wanted, and now you have to wait another year for more.
And I guess let's talk about the opposite, though. What if it really is the end? What if the purpose...
What if they don't get another season and this is it?
No. What if this was the intent all along? What if they wanted to end on like this weird, crazy, alien conspiracy cliffhanger, just to be like, that way the story lives on in you kind of thing?
You know, we really should talk about like the actual meat of this episode being so terrible that kind of makes that unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like the ending was the least of my problems with this episode.
Okay. Well, I guess start listing your problems.
Well, we're going to try and keep this initial reaction shot or a reaction podcast short. So I won't list everything, but let's start with the writing and how terrible it was. I can't get past it. The entire episode made me cringe. I mean, in the first episode, there were a few scenes that made me cringe. Everything about this episode felt rushed. It felt melodramatic. The dialogue was forced. Poor Gillian Anderson being forced to read this dialogue that sounds like a robot.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's terrible. And it's amateurish. And I'm not a writer, and I could have made these lines sound better. Like, it made me cringe.
Yeah. I think it was a lot of weird exposition-y almost kind of thing that they needed to do, not necessarily on what had happened previously, but what they were trying to explain was happening in the show at that moment.
And it was a lot of unnecessary dialogue too. It was so talky, like the scenes with her and Einstein trying to figure it out. It ended up being such a simple explanation, and yet they spent 10 scenes trying to figure it out and talking about what actually went on or whatever. And Scully just kind of being like, I don't know, but I know this is the truth, but I don't know what it means or what's this. And I just, a lot of it, I'm just like, this is so boring to me. Spend one or two scenes figuring this out and spend other scenes doing other things. Like, I want somebody to count the number of times the words alien DNA came out of Scully's mouth, because I think it's at least 20.
Yeah.
It was just so repetitive, and the whole thing felt very rushed. I mean, in that case, like, I kept looking at the clock going, there can't only be 20 minutes left. There can't only be 10 minutes left. Yeah. It felt like it went very fast, which part of me was kind of like, you know, maybe this would have worked better as a feature because it felt very rushed. But at the same time, there was, like I just said, there was so much filler that they could have, I don't know.
Well,
that was like one of my main beefs was the writing.
I agree. I mean, the multiple, like, oh, Scully thinks she has an idea, but now it's the opposite. The idea is the right idea. Like it was so weirdly detail oriented about stuff that didn't seem to matter sometimes.
Yeah.
That you're like, you should have just actually had Scully come up with the idea the first time.
And it was so many stops and starts and just all this endless chatter about scientific shit that if you're not a scientist, you just tune out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, you know, make it clear. Like, I'm not a scientist. The people watching the show are not scientists. I know Chris Carter's, you know, going crazy on his keyboard writing all this dialogue. But, like, it doesn't matter to us how they get to this from A to B. We just want to see them get there, you know? And it was just, a lot of that was just, it just felt very, I don't know, hackneyed and boring and besides the fact, giant beef number two, Mulder and Scully were not together this entire episode.
Yeah, lots of people were complaining about that on Twitter as we watched.
Really? Yeah, I'm not even talking about having any sort of shippiness. I didn't even, honestly, at the end of this, I was like, we're not getting that. I need to just deal. We're not getting any of that. But I just want to see them together, because that's why I watch The X-Files, is I want to see them doing shit together. And I'm like, after this much time, the fact that Mulder still finds it necessary to go off on his own, not tell Scully what's going on, keep her in the dark, she could be dying for all he knows. He doesn't seem to give a shit. You know, I didn't like any of Mulder's actions. In this episode, he goes to see Smoking Man, and the first thing he says, he goes, you summoned me. I don't come when you call. And yet he shows up. Like, it was the dumbest thing I ever heard. Like, you did come when he called, because you just showed up. Like, everything made me just want to like throw things at the TV because it was so bad. It was just so bad. Yeah. And then let's talk about Smoking Man. Chris Carter promising that there would be an explanation. The explanation was, oh, he survived, by the way. That was it.
Yeah. I feel like there's more to that that we don't know yet, kind of. Like, I feel like maybe he's got some kind of, like, extra alien DNA or something. You know what I mean?
Well, it's possible. I also thought Mulder had alien DNA, and I was apparently wrong about that this whole time.
Yeah, me too. I thought that was true. Maybe he just unlocked the part of his brain, but he doesn't actually have alien DNA.
He was abducted for like a year. I don't understand. Like, none of this makes sense.
But his abduction was a little different than Scully's, though, wasn't it? Like,
no, it totally was. But I mean, we're supposed to believe that they were doing all these tests on him and everything, and they didn't do what was done to Scully. Like, I mean, I know men did the thing to Scully and actual aliens did the thing to Mulder. I think at least that's what we're supposed to believe.
Yeah.
But just, it's just hard for me to believe. Like, then there was just this weird shot where like Mulder was, he was up and you could tell he's sick, and then it cuts away to something else, and then it cuts back and he's just on the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, how did that happen? Did he just pass out? Like, that would have been interesting to see. How did he end up on the floor? Like, just so many missteps. Like, I stopped counting. I was just so frustrated.
I think for me, most of the episode is problematic because it doesn't feel like a finale. It doesn't even end up answering any questions. All it does is bring up new ones in a way that you're like, no, this is supposed to be the ending of at least something. And it wasn't. It was the beginning of something else.
And they didn't have a whole heck of a lot to address.
Yeah.
You know, if we're just basing this off the first mythology episode, like you said, we'll watch it again and see how it goes. But like, it's like they made it, it's like they keep making it harder for themselves. And I don't know why they're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I gotta say, the only thing that I liked about this episode was the idea that Scully is saving the world. Like, the idea that she gets to step up, figure this out, find the vaccine, and save the world, if we're supposed to believe that that's what's happening. I liked that. I thought that was cool. But, you know, would it have been better if it was her and Mulder saving the world? Probably. But Mulder's too selfish to care. He's off, you know, dealing with his own crap. Like, I don't know. They just made me so mad. Like, just their relationship the whole time. Like, she was clearly concerned for him the entire time, and he doesn't care. It made me think about how mad I was in season 9 when he just ditched her and the baby for his own selfish personal vision quest or whatever the fuck he was doing. Like, it made me really mad, and it made me once again go, why does Scully put up with this? Why, you know, why does she put up with him? He's so deluded and crazy. I didn't like him in this episode at all. Like, I didn't like any of his decisions.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's talk about Monica for a minute.
Okay.
Unless you had something you just
wanted. No. Keep going.
What did you think of Monica's cameo?
Pointless, really? I mean, I'm not really big
character assassination. Well, in my opinion,
yeah, that's what a lot of people said. I don't really know a lot about Reyes because I didn't really watch that last season yet.
Right.
So I don't have any expectations for her. But yeah, just to totally just like turn her to the evil side for some strange reason. That wasn't, she said she had a reason, and I watched it a second time. I still don't know what her reason was.
Well, her reason was she wanted to survive.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's why Scully called her a coward, which rightly so. But yeah. I had so many problems with the scene from the moment the phone call came in. Like, and this is a Chris Carter thing. I want to kill him every time someone did this. Dana, who's this? Someone who helped you. Who is this? Someone who helped you when you needed it. Like, hello, we're on a clock. Tell her who the fuck you are. Like, I hate dialogue like that. I hate it. Everybody knew who it was calling. Like, why do you need to keep that a secret? And then they meet on a bench in the rain. Like, you can't go find a Starbucks or something. Like, I everything about this was so stupid. Okay, they also redid her, essentially making her into a character from Mulder's ex-girlfriend, Fowley. Diana Fowley.
Okay.
Okay, because you remember how she ended up helping the smoking man.
Yeah, yeah.
it was almost like she ended up making a deal with the devil in the same exact way. They're like, let's do this again because we have this other character and we can do the same thing. Ha ha, aren't we clever? No, you're not clever. This is really stupid. Plus, why, if her deal was what, to take care of him? Was that her deal? I take care of you and light your cigarettes and you save my life. Is that kind of what you gathered?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Once he gave her the DNA, why doesn't she just leave or kill him?
Who knows?
Can you kill him?
I don't think you can kill him.
Well, or at least just leave. Like, why are you staying there?
Yeah.
And then why now? Like, why are you telling Scully now, 10 years later? And why, like, nothing about this whole thing made sense. Like, did you make any sense of the whole idea behind the smallpox thing and how this was all happening now and why?
Well, it sounds like they used the smallpox vaccine to get into people's DNA so they could turn off their immune system if they wanted to.
Back in the 50s, right?
And because it was back in the 50s,
right,
it stayed with each of the people when they had kids. So therefore, right, all the kids are infected and then their kids are infected. So there's a pretty decent number of people.
Right.
You know, the percentage is pretty high.
Got it. And right. Why now? What has happened that made this suddenly go into effect 60, 70 years later?
No, because they were building up to it. And I think it's just we pushed back the alien invasion in 2012. And now the cabal has decided we've got too many people on Earth and they're taking it out. Like it almost feels like
someone have like a nuke button or a switch that they're turning it this on, or what
I think so
within the people that suddenly now is making everybody break, like have the outbreak.
I think it's I feel like at this point they're sort of turning into like almost eco-terrorists in the sense that they're like, there are too many people in this world. We're going to cut it down.
I get that, but you're not answering my question.
No,
there's no reason why suddenly, okay, the people who went to the military and got their anthrax vaccinations, which presumably would have only been a decade or so ago, they're suddenly breaking out. They're the first ones to have the outbreaks.
No, I think those are new anthrax vaccines. Like, I think that group of people were a group of people that had been given that within the last week or so because they were prepping to go over.
And but even so, like, what determines who is starting to get sick and when?
They specifically are targeting the military and then the doctors and then all the people that could help anybody, you know, all the people that are the first responders and people who would potentially be in charge or helpful to a population.
How did they specifically?
Through whatever targeted ability they have. Like they have I don't know. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's chemtrails and aluminum and microwaves and stuff that Ted suggests. But whatever it is, they have a way of turning a groups of people's DNA on or off, depending on how you look at it.
Okay, well, that wasn't explained enough, and it made no sense.
Well, I don't think it makes any sense.
I don't understand why people hanging around from the 50s with these smallpox vaccinations, nothing has happened.
No.
Many of those people have died since.
Because
and their
all
kids
of,
have carried on the genetic DNA.
Yes, that's true.
And nothing's happening to them either.
No, because all of that stuff is the code in the DNA is not active until it's activated by the evil cabal. And that's
so
what's happening.
Have some sort of fancy switch or
button.
Yeah,
yeah. They're going around, I don't know, like shooting a water gun at people. And as soon as the water gun touches them, they start to react or something. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
But you're saying that is the sort of thing that's making this happen, but we don't exactly know what yet.
What? I think in the show, we're given several options for what that might be, but I don't think... I don't think that the show has definitely not told us what the exact process is.
Okay.
Yeah. But
it seems like retconning at its worst.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was so excited when I heard the smallpox thing because I was like, oh, cool. They're finally bringing up the smallpox thing because they never really addressed that back in the day. They just said that was how they kind of cataloged people. But I always thought it was kind of like nefarious sounding, you know, like maybe they did something else. And so I was really excited to hear that, like, oh, cool. Like, if they had actually come out and said, or even Monica could have delivered the information because she's heard it from Smoking Man or something, that, yeah, there's this thing they put that when somebody, that they have control over everyone, they can hit this button and then you suddenly become sick. Like, if they had made that clear, that would have been cool. I would have been like, oh my God, that's scary. That means that could be in me. And at some point, somebody could just hit a button and kill me. Like, that makes it more real and scary. And like, as it stood right now, I'm just like, oh, okay, people are getting sick and I don't know why or how.
There's two things, I think. There's one is the thing with the smallpox was only like a Trojan horse type thing that was set up. As it, like, it didn't affect them at the moment, but it was laying in wait the whole time in everybody's blood.
Right. And I get that.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, pushing the button doesn't directly give them a disease. Pushing the button turns off their immune system. Like Tad said, it's like AIDS without the flare-ups,
right, so
or whatever.
Right, you can catch virtually anything.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, so the first thing they did was turn off the military's responses. And so when they were, apparently they're given anthrax as a regular thing. Like, the way the show sets it up, it says that they're given anthrax before they go over to Afghanistan as a precursor, like any other shot you'd get, right? Mm-hmm. Like Rubella or whatever. Which, wasn't that guy that Tad was talking to, Dr. Rubella or something like that?
It was
really weird.
Rubella or something. Yeah.
And
but
so
yeah, I get the idea that, like, you have a vaccination injected and then your immune system goes kaput, then the vaccination is going to attack your body.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's like the idea of that is really cool. I just think that they executed it poorly in explaining and making it accessible to the casual viewer.
Yeah, they wanted to make it convoluted, and part of me thinks they don't even necessarily know what they're actually talking about.
Like, right, I agree with that too.
So maybe it was convoluted on their own part, like they didn't know how to express it in words. And because some of what I'm saying makes me feel a little bit like those people who like explain Star Wars characters that we only see for 5 minutes, you know what I mean? They're like, well, this is what happened to, you know, and I'm justifying it, but that's what it seems to make sense to say. Now, who knows what the trigger, like why they started now? Cause it feels like it's been a couple of years going, and maybe it's just as simple as like, hey, the Earth reached 7 billion people. The cabal said, that's too many people. And they're going to just start culling the herd, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get what they're doing. I just, the whole thing felt very, I don't know.
Well, and then
I'll just say boring. Like, I was just like, I was hoping for something more X-Files-y. Like, it didn't feel X-Files-y to me.
Yeah. Well, to me, it was also, I feel like there's, watching it a second time, I almost think that maybe the bigger plan, like maybe this all was a red herring to begin with, because the bigger plan is getting Dana to give everybody DNA that's alien DNA so they don't have to abduct anybody anymore. She's giving it out willingly. All the people take it. And then that's the real thing, is now that everybody's had alien DNA in their systems, that's when the real attack happens.
So then the colonization can move forward.
Or something like that. Yeah. Like,
but yeah, if they end up doing that, I'm going to be even more upset, because I'm like, okay, not only do you do everything in the world to hurt Scully, but now you've made Scully destroy the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not okay. That's just stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the idea of that being kind of a shock value is probably good, but for like the legacy of the show, it's a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it feels like they're throwing in twists for twist's sake.
Yeah.
And they're not really, and even like, even the twist of this one where she's like, oh, it adds something. And then they're like, no, wait, it takes something out. It's like that people didn't even understand it the first time you said it. So it wasn't a twist when you rearranged it.
Right. And why did you have to go do two tests? One test would have sufficed. Like, what was the point other than space filler of them doing the swab in the cheek and then realize, oh, that wasn't a big enough sample. Let's do it again. Like, that's like the boring shit you don't need to see.
I don't. And it, I think it was intended to create some kind of like confusion and stuff, but it was just pointless.
We're already confused.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what they were intending. Honestly, the entire time, my mouth was just hanging open. Just what the fuck were they thinking? And the first episode of the three Chris Carter episodes that I didn't really like. I mean, and I liked the first one. That was of those three. This one, Babylon, and My Struggle One. I thought the first one was the best of those three.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool and promising. And like I said, there were a few clunky scenes. I just chalked that up to Carter being a bad writer. And I'm like, okay, kind of like what they're doing with this. They have all these opportunities. They have a cool opportunity to kind of bring William back into the scene. Which you're right that maybe they plan to do next season, but it's too late now. Like they've lost my trust.
I agree. All the William, if this episode had happened without all the William references in the first six, then it would have been fine, I think. Because she goes, yeah. Oh, we need William. And then you're like, what? I forgot about him. Dun, dun, dun. Kind of thing.
Exactly. If they hadn't mentioned him at all, and then it suddenly came up, I would have been like, I would have been more excited. I would have been like, oh, cool. They're going to bring William back next season.
Yeah.
But they were talking it up all season, a lot, like in every episode, just talking about, oh, how much we miss our kid. And that is, like I said, that's a check you need to cash at the end of the season.
Yes, I agree.
In some way. And they didn't do it at all. And plus, that didn't even make sense. Like, she goes up and she sees Mulder, and she somehow, just from looking at him, thinks, he's worse. He needs stem cells to save him. The vaccine that I've miraculously invented that's going to save every other person on Earth is not going to work for him. We need William.
Well,
that was just so dumb and thrown in there. I was just like, what?
I understand what their logic is for it, I think. I think the vaccine is going to turn on everybody's autoimmune systems. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be able to cure themselves of whatever actual disease is killing them if it's been too long. And so what she's saying is she can turn on his immune system, but he needs more than that because whatever disease he's coming down with has actually taken a hold to a degree where he can't do it anymore.
Right. But and then having, you know, since he has the inherited DNA from Scully, having actual stem cells is going to help more. I get that. It was just so shoved in there, and like her just by looking at him knows that. And then what's your speculation? I mean, I guess we could talk about this. What do you think is going on right there at the end with the alien ship?
I don't even know.
Because my first thought was, or I should actually credit my husband, because actually he said it, and then I was like, you're right. William is in the ship.
That's the second time I watched it. I kind of got that feeling because it was one of those things like, I need to find William, and then something happens. And in some storytelling techniques, that's sort of like, and that's who you're going to see. Well, and yeah, exactly. So it's one of those like, I wonder who's the killer. And then the next scene is the next second is a cut to the person who ends up being the killer. It's just at the time you don't know that. Yeah.
Right. And I don't think Scully's getting abducted or anything. I think that's what we're supposed to think.
I don't. But yeah, it's so weird.
I mean, again, no, come on. Like, stop it already. I think something different needs to happen. Like, William needs to show up and show that he's actually been, like, you know, one of you guys said, like, that he's been working with the aliens all along.
Yeah.
That sort of thing would be cool. But like I said, they should have had that happen halfway into this episode.
Yes, I agree 100%.
It was just filler. The entire hour was just bullshit to get to that moment. And if that's what they're doing, that's cool. But they seriously dropped the ball by having it be at that was the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
They could have made another cliffhanger and had people that much more excited for next season. The fact that we saw William, he's working with the aliens. There's all this new shit now that's happening. I would be so much more excited about next season if they had given us a little bit of that.
I agree. I think they misjudged what the cliffhanger should have been.
Yeah.
And in the sense that they pulled it too far forward so that we never got any kind of resolution of anything in this episode that we want at least something.
Zero.
Yeah, exactly.
We got virtually zero out of this episode, which, like I said last week, is what I fully expected.
Yeah.
So I kind of just got up. I seriously just got up. I turned the TV off and I said, that was fucking awful. and I just went to bed. And I did. I knew it would be, so I wasn't like,
yeah,
I wasn't any more mad than I expected to be. But it just shows my lack of faith in these guys. Like, I just, it makes me so sad because, like I said, I've always been the optimist when it comes to this show. I've always defended it. I've always said, okay, I know they know what they're doing. They're laying all this groundwork. And then they throw this shit at us after 15 years. I don't know. I've had it. I've really had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am very curious to hear what Nick thinks.
A couple of interesting notes to me. I think the last thing Tad says is don't give up, which was, I believe we basically assumed he wrote that on Scully's windshield at the end of the
first day. Or we thought maybe that. Yeah. Was
so that's like the last thing he says on the show. Mm-hmm. It ends in Scully's eye, if you noticed, which also brings me back to that first scene when she's sort of daydreaming-ish kind of thing and then wakes up from somebody talking to her.
Yeah.
My concern is that that's one of those like occurrence on Owl Creek Bridge kind of things where it's all a dream and she's just going to wake up and everything's going to be okay. Like I kept waiting for that.
Yeah, they don't really do that. Well, on this show.
I know, but because of that weird cut with her eye and stuff, it was, I don't know, it was shady is what I'm saying. Like,
I didn't think about that. You could be right, but it would be a little off the wall for the show, but who knows at this point.
So. Yeah. So, you know, and then the other thing is, I really didn't think last episode that they were setting it up for Miller and Einstein to take on the show without Mulder and Scully, but after rewatching it this episode, I could totally see some dumb person thinking, oh, we're going to abduct Mulder and Scully. And so Miller and Einstein are stuck there trying to like piece things together, sort of like Scully was at the end of season 8.
Would be okay with that only if we saw what's happening on Mulder and Scully's end.
Oh, exactly. No. I would be okay with if it wasn't, but if Mulder and Scully are out of the season for a couple episodes, I don't want that, you know?
Yeah, no, I like, they aren't like, I still great for them. I like that Miller showed up to save Mulder, even though I don't believe for a second that he found him just by knowing what city he was in. It's another stupid, crappy writing. I don't, they can't carry a show. They can't.
No. And to me, that goes back to my review of last week, which is you have these doppelgangers. One of them is freaking named Einstein, and it's not.
I never get to hear your review of last week, though.
Well, I don't know how to review last week because last week, in my mind, was the setup for a great comedy episode like we had with Were Monster. And it did, after that cold open, you're like, this is not the episode I wanted it to be. And then I just sort of checked out. You know what I mean? Like, I saw so much fun being had with those two characters as the doppelgangers, being playful, maybe flirting with each other kind of, and I mean, like all this fun, wacky, almost, you know, you could almost have had like a French farce kind of show with that. But it was totally serious and totally not what I wanted that show to be. And I'm just like, oh, you mean Were Monster's the only comedy episode we're getting this season? Yeah. I'm not into that. So that's the big thing for me.
I agree.
Let's see. No, and I think I've talked about I rewatched it again this morning and started, and those were the couple of notes that I had is what is this setting up and where are we going with this? And yes, please, they need to make an announcement of some sort really soon or else people are just going to forget about this and nobody's going to watch next season.
Yeah. I think I'm looking online and quite honestly, like on Twitter and stuff, I'm seeing more people that liked the episode than didn't. Well, that's what I'm seeing. At least I could be wrong, but like for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm on the outside. It's a weird situation where I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you people? What were you seeing that I didn't see? Because that was not what that finale should have been.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I got off Twitter relatively early. I've stayed around for like 10 minutes or so talking to people, but everybody was just sort of in such disbelief at the time that I got off that like, I think people were angry, But I think people were still in shock before, you know, yeah. So they couldn't get angry yet, you know.
Well, and I thought, because Tuesday, people weren't really responding to me. I think all my tweets were angry. So I think that was like most people were disagreeing with me, maybe.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
But I was not really getting a whole lot of response of people, other people who didn't like the show. So I, again, maybe people just, I honestly, like, I'm at the point now where I just don't even care. Like, I'm just like, whatever. Like, I'm over it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's really changes sad if we're going to continue doing this podcast, but.
No, I'll keep doing the podcast. They need to do something to win my trust back.
Yeah. No,
and
I agree.
That's what I'm hoping for. We'll
so,
see.
To our fans, here's the question is, what do you think about this episode? What do you think of this as the finale of this 6-part special mini series? Let us know. You can tweet us at X-Files Diaries. You can email us at xfilesdiaries@gmail.com, or you could go on our Facebook, X-Files Diaries, and let us know what you think about this episode. If you like it, if you don't like it, what you think it all means, and start a conversation, because we got to have something for our podcast. I think we're going to be back next week on Wednesday with another wrap up. And then by that time, we'll figure out what we're doing in the next coming months. We'll probably not be weekly after next week, but we're definitely going to be consistent. So we're going to figure out what that is. And if you have any ideas, contact us and let us know. And we're here to entertain you guys. So if there's something interesting you'd like us to do, let us know.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, cool. Thank you very much. And as Nick says, the truth is out.
Oh, wait, can I do the outro?
Do it.
Trust no one, especially Chris Carter.
Ooh. Okay, real fast. How many skin grafts would you give this episode?
One.
Wow. Okay. I didn't like it. Not like it that much, but I'll give it a 7 again.
That's not didn't like it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Like above average.
Okay.
I don't think you understand how the rating system works.
7 out of 100 skin grafts, right?
Out of 100? Okay, well then maybe that makes sense.
Okay, see you guys.